This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A dramatic hearing at the state capitol over investigations into teachers accused of misconduct.
We are asking the legislature
Wait a second here.
It all started with a story from the Cap Times last week, which said there were at least 200 investigations into Wisconsin teachers over a period of 5 years for grooming or sexual misconduct that were not made public. It detailed specific cases where school staff did not have their licenses revoked after accusations of inappropriate contact with students. State Superintendent Jill Underley wrote a letter demanding a correction, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. However, the DPI only has the ability to investigate public school teachers. Private school teachers are not required to be licensed in Wisconsin. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency held a hearing Thursday asking for testimony from Underley. She chose not to come, which bristled members of the committee. Chair Amanda Nedweski.
Dr. Underley did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
In her place was Tom McCarthy, Deputy Superintendent of Operations. A huge part of this conversation was about grooming, a pattern of behavior that can look innocent. But the goal is to gain students' trust with that innocent-looking behavior in order to take advantage of that relationship. McCarthy and Nedweski.
We see cases where it is a clear boundary violation. Should not be texting that kid at that hour of the night, but they're texting that kid at that hour of the night about making sure they get to school. Is that grooming? Is that a standard that would trip grooming?
Does it fit the definition of immoral conduct?
I don't know.
This will not be the end of this story. We'll continue to follow developments. John Nolan Drive has officially been under construction for 2 full work weeks now. Remember last week when we told you that at some point they'd have to close it overnight and you would get a heads up? Well, now they have to close it overnight and you're getting a heads up. Next week, the northbound lanes of John Nolan will close at 7 p.m. Crews will be installing storm sewers as part of the years-long construction project. That closure will be Monday night through Thursday night. And another road closure starts on Monday. Packers Avenue will be closed at the railroad tracks. The railroad company is replacing the crossing. There's a detour using North Sherman and Aberg Avenues. That project on Packers Avenue is expected to also take 4 days. The closure starts at 6 o'clock Monday morning, and city staff say it should be open again Thursday by 5 o'clock in the evening. Meanwhile, it's time for our weekly check of prices at the pump. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 6.7 cents over the last week for an average across the state of 2.61. This is over 28 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and more than 32 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Notably, the national average has fallen below $3 per gallon for the first time since 2020. Officials at Gas Buddy say COVID was the primary driver of low prices at that time. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said OPEC Plus deserves much of the credit for the current trend of lower prices. They've steadily raised oil production for much of 2025. Barring any major disruptions, gas prices are likely to stay under $3 for much of the next few months.
The average for a gallon of regular here in Dane County is $2.89. To sign up for our new newsletter, Civic Media Today, just head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously, thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.